With today's Frugora Report, I'm Bob Larson. As they say, the only constant is change, and that holds true in the ag sector as much as anywhere. While everyone struggles to keep up with things like automation, it seems the World Wide Web is coming out with new ways of doing business each and every day. Pear Bureau Northwest's Kathy Stevenson says its approach to marketing is focusing more and more on things like social media.
We really feel that every consumer of pears is, we're really focusing on that, finding them online. We've sort of made a target that if we're going to talk to folks about pears, it will be online. And that is where millennials are, and they're the ones that are buying more pears than anyone.
I asked Stevenson what they're telling their online consumer audience about this year's pear crop.
It's a beautiful crop. The fruit is going to be great. We're going to have good size distribution. The pear crop is a little less than last year, and it's also below our five-year average. So down a little bit, we feel that it's probably heat stress related over the last couple of years. There was an awful lot of cold weather. We got into the fields late pruning because of snowfall, but those pears that are on the tree look beautiful. We had some hot weather, but it didn't last too long, so we're really looking forward to a good crop.
If you'd like to join the online world to find out more about the latest delicious pear recipes or plenty of pear nutrition and lifestyle information, just go to usapears.org. They've also got links to all their social media pages right there, just a click away. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.